So we're going to come into this practice, and I want you to get as comfortable as you'd like. You know, part of this is building a nest or making any adjustments so that your body can be completely at ease as much as possible. This is our time to be kind to ourselves, so we feel that sense of belonging and feeling held. And we are going to have time at the end. I should have said this earlier, so my apologies. We are going to have a half an hour after this practice to come back together for a talk and a debrief with Jennifer and I. So we will bring you out and have some time later. But for now, please feel free to just settle. You might start by inquiring into a particular intention that you have for this practice. It might be that you want to explore opposites of emotion. Maybe there's a particular emotion that's been coming up from earlier this day or this week that you'd like to visit, invite in for a cup of tea. Or maybe you're really most interested in feeling back as a welcoming presence, meeting whatever wants to be met from a sense of witnessing awareness. Whatever your intention, state it internally in the present tense and feel how it acts on your body and mind. And you might open now into a sense of the element of earth somewhere in the body. A sense of groundedness, heaviness. And you might release the body even more slightly into that heaviness, that pull of gravity. And you might notice as you open more and more into the heaviness of the body that spontaneously a lightness reveals itself. Another part of the body that feels light, open, airy. And then welcoming in just the overall aliveness of the body. Feeling the underlying hum or vibration, pulsing. This universal life force that's giving the body a sense of vitality and aliveness. And opening into how this life force wants to live through you, how it touches the heart and expresses itself so uniquely through you. It gives your sense or your life a sense of meaning, purpose. So you're welcoming this heart's deepest calling that gives your life a sense of value and meaning. But don't go to the mind for the answer. Just stay with this felt sense through the heart. Nothing to interpret, just this heart song might just remain as an openness itself. Just notice how it bubbles up as a felt sense. Or there may be one word essence here that does bubble up from the heart. And if so, just affirming it. As a truth now, feel yourself as an expression of this. And all the while, there's something here, your very presence, just this ease of being. Your very existence, alert and aware. And as you're resting as being, just noticing there's this aspect of you that's timeless, spacious. And whole just as it is, nothing you need to do make this quality of being any more whole than it is right now. And how this may be a ground that opens into a deep sense of belonging, feeling held. Peace. Just noting how you feel this in the body, how it lights up as sensation. This ease of being or this felt sense of peace, effervescent. Open. Let this be a pointer to open you right into whatever this is, this deep sense of inner resource. Just feeling the felt sense and letting it bubble up and spread through the body. And as you're resting here, this deep sense of peace and belonging, this ease of being and well-being, welcome in sensations through the head. Right? Notice sensations through the mouth, jaw, ears. Sensing the eyes, pure sensation. The crown of the head, back of the head. Feel your way. Tingling and aliveness of the whole head. This deep abiding sense of peace, openness. Sensation flowing like liquid through the hollow of the throat. Shoulders. Elbows. Wrists, palm and fingers, not just looking down with the eyes, but feeling the hands and arms from within as pure sensation. All the while, this sense of being held, ease of being. Sense the torso from the inner walls, taking your time, feeling your way, front inner wall. Back inner wall. Left side. Right side. Deep in the center of the torso. Sense the center of the center. The outer surface, the torso. And sensation, let it flow like liquid, enlivening the hips, streaming down through the hollows of the thighs. Knees, lower legs, feet and toes. Tingling or vibration, both legs, one feeling. And welcoming the whole body. From toe tips to fingertips to the top of the head, the whole body shimmering an effervescence of vibration and sensation. Setting everything free to be here just as it is. All the while, background sense of witnessing presence, this ease of being, unchanging, even as all the changing sensations come and go. And welcoming the breath, its gentle wave of sensation, energy. Just joining the inhalation as it enters the nostrils, flows downward, and opens the lungs, expanding in all directions. And the subtle contraction of every cell of the body during the exhalation, as there's an upward movement of energy, as the exhale releases from the lungs, moves up through the throat and out through the nostrils. Just feeling the gentle expansion, openness with each inhalation. The gentle contraction and releasing with each exhalation. Sense how each breath arises out of stillness, this great field of presence unfolds and ends, dissolving in its home ground of stillness. As you follow the next breath, dissolve in and as stillness itself, opening in all directions, even as the next movement of breath unfolds. Feel yourself resting and dissolving as stillness. The top of the next inhalation, during the pause, stillness, allow sensation to saturate the whole left side of the body. During the exhalation, feel it permeating the left side and the borders and boundaries of the body open and porous. Let the exhalation empty out into the space to the left of the body. Upon inhalation, the space feeling, suffusing, pervading body feeling. And at the top of the inhalation, let sensation cross the midline, exhaling the right side. Emptying out into the space feeling, perhaps permeating, sensing out through the wall to the right. Inhaling space feeling, suffusing body feeling. one side, then the other, in a natural rhythm. At some point, the dividing line might shift from left and right to front and back. The top of the inhalation during the stillness. Let sensation saturate the whole backside of the body. Upon exhalation, opening through the back of the head, torso, arms, legs, and empty out into the space underneath or behind the back. And during inhalation, the space feeling commingling with body feeling. The top of the inhalation, let sensation cross the midline, exhaling the whole front side, opening out into the space out in front. Space suffusing body feeling with each inhalation and opening front side to back side at a natural rhythm. And at the top of the next inhalation, opening through the heart space, letting the imaginary line dissolve, and opening out with the exhalation, let it empty out in all directions. Front, back, left, right, above, below. No inside, no outside. Just an open, spacious field. Field of being, or there's this essence that's undeniable yet ungraspable. And there may be an emotion that's passing by. Or if it feels right, you might invite in an emotion that wants to be met. Perhaps a sense of joy or maybe a touch of sadness. Or some other emotion. And if there's no emotion that's here, just staying with what's most calling attention. But if an emotion is present, just notice where and how does it light up in the body as sensation. Does it have a shape? What's its texture? Is it spiky or smooth? bubbly or dull. What is it like if you inhabit this emotion, if you touch into it? Identify with it. How do you treat yourself when you feel this emotion? How do you engage with others? And just seeing if there's any other memories or beliefs that co-arise with this emotion. And the felt sense that's here. Perhaps touching into the inner resource once again, an abiding sense of peace, openness, ease of being. If it feels right, inviting in an opposite emotion. Perhaps it's a sense of love, calm. Or maybe it's some other opposite, a sense of fear. Just see what's present. And whatever this emotion, just notice again, how does this light up in the body and sensation? Is it a warmth in the belly? Openness in the heart? Contraction somewhere? How does it feel to identify with this emotion? How does it feel to live your life if you're experiencing this emotion? Noting if there are any images or memories or beliefs that come along with it. So meet those too, without analyzing or judging, just abiding as this witnessing presence. And as it feels right, you might touch back into the original emotion and see how it lights up now, if it's here, if it's the same, or if it's changed in some way. Seeing what most wants to be seen or felt or heard with it now. The second cup of tea. And at whatever natural rhythm feels right, moving back and forth, feeling one emotion, feeling how it lights up or reverberates in the body as sensation, and then its opposite, back and forth. Whatever rhythm feels right. And then welcoming both emotions at the same time. And we can't do this with the thinking mind, feeling both emotions simultaneously. And notice what happens. Just be open, curious. And welcoming this moment just as it is. Nothing you need to do. Nothing to protect or defend. Welcoming this ease of being. Abiding stillness, peace. And if it feels right, perhaps inviting in just a touch of happiness or pleasure, a joy. And if it's not here, that's okay. Just staying with what's most calling attention. But if there is a blush of happiness or a sense of joy, letting this begin to light up. It might be felt as a lightness in the body or a bubbly effervescence. Like a gentle warm breeze. And if it's here, just notice how it is, how it may spread through the body. Might even bring a gentle smile to the lips. How it has its own distinguishing mark as sensation. And that's free to come and go as well. But there's something else here. Just your very presence. It's been in the background all along. Field-like quality of being, perhaps a softness or a viscosity to it. And what's the felt sense of being? Just resting in your presence. Perhaps sensing how it's both localized. And as you open out in all directions, there's a great spaciousness. This essence that's beyond time, the quality of timelessness. Nothing to know. Utterly perfect, just as it is. Something so familiar. Whole. Even as there's a thought or a daydream or a fusing with sleep, you sense how it's just passing by. Very much like a wisp of smoke from a stick of incense. And if attention binds with it, just note it, but then unhook attention. Let it dissolve back in and as this awaring presence. Awareness itself. This essence that's undisturbed by all that's coming and going, that's ever present. This is the home ground of the inner resource. It's always here. And just notice how everything is spontaneously arising, sounds, thoughts, sensations. But all the while, there's this deeper ease of being or okayness, peace. Even the sense of the personality, the sense of being a someone, how this is just a thought that comes and goes, but you can welcome it back in, very much like putting on a layer of clothing. Just notice the uniqueness of how this deep abiding essence is interconnected with everything, yet it comes through so uniquely and distinctly as you, as the personality. The personality, it comes and goes, but this essence is always here. And so we're celebrating the personality, really curious about all of its preferences and its little quirky ways of being. And welcome it back on. Let the senses begin to come back online. The sense of sound more acutely. Coming online, how you can feel the sound of my voice as vibration. And how there might be just naturally gentle movements that begin to want to happen, or a natural stretch as the body begins to reawaken. But how all this is happening in you, and this deeper abiding sense of peace, this ease of being, that's an oasis that you can rest in. It's always here. How beautiful. So we're going to take time now to let everything reawaken in its own natural way. You sense how that deeper ease of being or witnessing presence is here all along, even as the body and the mind start coming more fully back online. So in this way, there's not really an end to meditation per se. We're just transitioning. And seeing if there's anything else that wants to be acknowledged or affirmed that will help you transition. And at some point, if you've been lying down, the body might find its way to roll over onto one side. And for those of you here in the studio, the lights are going to come on, so you might want to just note that. Difference in light coming through the eyelids. If their eyes are closed, or you might gently and softly blink the eyes open and closed a few times, but continuing to feel this greater spaciousness, this ease of being that you are.